37.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. You bring up whatever you want. It is the live Saturday night edition. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. And as always, whether it be a political issue or maybe even something of a personal nature, you control the show if you want to. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Plus, we got a website.
It's true. Now, when we say we're here live on Saturday night, we mean it. We're live right now. You're really not listening to a recorded show. go to freetalklive.com. Check out our archives. We have the last 6 days worth of the show put in convenient little one-hour labeled encapsulated form for you. And
we don't charge you for them.
No, they're free.
Everything on the website is free.
Yes.
At freetalklive.com. But we are asking you to go vote for the show. We do our vote-a-thon. The Free Talk Live Vote-a-thon.
This is it, the Vote-a-thon, folks.
Once a month. It's a once-a-month deal. You vote for us once a month. It takes you less than a minute to do the entire voting process.
It really does take less than a minute.
And it helps us out immeasurably. Right now, thanks to those of you who have already voted, and there's been over 180 of you, I think.
Yeah, like 200 people, almost.
Thanks to you guys, we are number one in the world. We're the number one podcast in the world over at PodcastAlley.com.
But we won't keep that position for a day with just 200 votes.
No, we got to keep going.
They will pass us right up.
It's hot competition, although we are safely ahead of the number two show for the moment.
Yeah, well, maybe by the end of the show.
Right, they are a powerhouse. I mean, they're tough
competition. They're going to be number one by the end of the month.
Maybe.
Probably.
You know, it's possible.
They have been the last 2 months.
Well,
unless our listeners go out there and they get their mom and their dad and their kids
amazing.
And their aunts and uncles, all of them to vote, that's the only way that we're going to be able to beat...
Eventually, we will pull ahead of them. It's a tech show.
Twit.
Yeah. And they've got a bunch of built-in listeners because they used to be on television.
They used to be television.
Right. And the tech geeks are really like into that kind of stuff. So we are fighting. We are winning.
We have to have our Liberty Geeks
be
more interested in Free Talk Live than the tech geeks are in Twit.
We are. So we're winning at the moment, but we still need your help. If you haven't voted this month yet, and it's only the second at this point, so go ahead and go to vote.freetalklive.com.
Now, this isn't vanity. I mean, we don't want to be number one so that we can say, we're the number one podcast. Because, well, podcasting's new as far as everybody's concerned. And
That's
so
right.
The media
it's
is kind
it's
of,
hot.
It's, they're interested.
Right.
You know, they got to write articles about this podcasting thing. And the place to find out who is the number one podcast in the world is
PodcastAlley.com.
No doubt about it. That's the place.
That's right.
And as long as we can maintain number one position, every day that we're number one on Podcast Alley, there are more media people that go there and, you know, they look through the list and then they call us and they say, hey, we got some questions about podcasting and Free Talk Live because you're the number one podcast.
Exactly.
And
it's happened before.
It absolutely
will happen again.
And every article that goes out there, like the one in USA Today, the one in the Pittsburgh Gazette or whatever, the one in the Seattle, the one in Tampa, all these different articles are immensely valuable to us because then program directors see them and more people see them.
Yeah, more people read them, more people find out about the show, and more people finding out about the show means more people discovering liberty and freedom and and these ideas that we're always talking about 6 nights a week here on Free Talk Live. And so it's critical. It's a critical way to spread the message of freedom is to just go vote for us. It's very simply, vote.freetalklive.com.
You don't have to be one of these diehard chronic Free Talk Live listeners to vote. You can just be an average Joe right now
at vote.freetalklive.com. All right, that's enough of that. All right, so we're going to do the vote-a-thon tonight, and then we promise we'll lighten up on that in the coming days. And by the way, you mentioned that we're here live most all the time, 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday. There is going to be an exception. It's going to be Monday night.
Woohoo!
Yes, you get a day off, Manwich. We're not going to be live on Monday night.
I'm going to drink beer on the 4th of July.
So, my apologies in advance for that. I tried everything I could to get the network people to come in. Because we're dependent. We're dependent on the network to have somebody in their studio in order to answer the phones and that sort of thing. So, You're gonna be hearing a Free Talk Live Time Warp episode Monday night.
So pleased. I can't. I'm elated.
Which means we need to talk about Independence Day.
I can just do a little happy dance. I'm so excited.
Okay, enough. Which means we need to talk about Independence Day tonight, because we're not going to have the chance on Monday. And it's this is one of those topics. This is one of those yearly topics where every year, we did it last year, we'll do it this year, and we'll do it again next year, because as long as the media and as long as the politicians continue to insist on mislabeling Independence Day, we'll continue to point it out.
Yep.
And it deserves to be pointed out, because if you care a little bit about the founding of this country, about what this country stands for, the freedoms that we're supposedly all about, you should not be calling Monday the 4th of July.
You know, I'm not a conspiracy guy. You know, I don't believe that politicians are smart enough to come together on a conspiracy. But I almost think there's a conspiracy behind calling the 4th of July, or behind calling Independence Day the 4th of July.
It happens so often in popular culture that even people like you and I, who try to make a conscious effort to call it Independence Day, will flub up from time to time and call it the 4th of July.
I did it earlier this week.
You catch yourself?
I was in the midst of delivering almost a speech, so I was in front of a sales meeting.
I see.
And so I couldn't really go back.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You coward.
Well, the last time I was at I can't tell you about the... Let me tell you what happened I was at a Chamber of Commerce meeting.
Okay.
And, we did the Pledge of Allegiance, and, I like the Pledge of Allegiance. I stood up there, and
was this?
This was, it was 3 weeks ago, maybe.
You like the Pledge of Allegiance?
I personally do like the Pledge of Allegiance.
Socialist brainwashing.
But I like to say it. It makes me feel good.
You just wanted to fit in.
No, well, I do, and I say it louder. I have I do my big radio guy voice,
right,
too.
So what happened?
After the Pledge of Allegiance, these poor people, they said, does anybody know who wrote the Pledge of Allegiance?
Mm.
And everybody's sitting there going, I don't know, was it Francis Scott Key?
Francis somebody.
So I should have known better. I raised my hand, and she said, Manwich? So she pointed at me, and I said, it was written by Francis Bellamy. He was a member of the National Socialist Party, better known as the Nazis. And the original flag salute wasn't a hand over the heart, but in fact, a hand with your palm facing towards your body.
Yes.
So I showed them with the old salute.
The Nazi salute, for anyone who didn't figure that out.
And she's like, yes, you're right.
Interesting.
She also added a little bit to it on her side, but she was very surprised that anybody would know that Francis Bellamy wrote the Pledge of Allegiance.
Huh.
And she's like, she went into, she sort of addressed me, and she said, nobody knows that Francis Bellamy wrote the Pledge of Allegiance. And I said, well, it's because he's not very popular. He was a Nazi.
Yeah.
And, that was where I dropped it. I didn't say, and the Pledge of Allegiance, kind of weird if you think about it.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Right.
But it is kind of weird if you think about it.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
standing there,
it's
kind of
very un-American.
Allegiance to the flag.
It is so un-American. It's so collectivist. You know, you've got the idea, you've got this room full of people they're all standing at once. They're all putting their hands over their heart identically. They're all reciting at the exact same time, in unison, this Pledge of Allegiance, which if you actually dig into the words of the pledge and you take a close look at them, they're un-American as well. Indivisible? Indivisible? What are you talking about? Okay, I understand that President Lincoln didn't want us to be divisible, but if this is America, these states entered the agreement voluntarily, and they should have the freedom to leave. I mean, there's all good. You could dig into the Pledge of Allegiance and just find the socialist garbage that's in there.
Yeah.
Do you don't believe me? Call in 800-259-9231. We'll address Independence Day coming up. Manwich, you've got hate mail. That's on the way tonight. Your calls.
Manwich hate mail.
1-800-259-9231.
What's there to hate about me?
I don't know. We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty Movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty Movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300. A 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro. A 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s. A 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
If you'd like an electrically adjustable bed, but don't think you can afford one, you haven't priced Craftmatic adjustable beds recently. Craftmatic Model 2 beds adjust to 1,001 comfortable positions, offer optional heat and relaxing built-in massage, and they temporarily relieve the pain of many health problems. Yet they cost hundreds less than many quality flatbeds. And Craftmatic Model 3 adjustable beds are available at just 50% of the Model 2's low cost. 50%! Call toll-free to get a free Craftmatic adjustable bed catalog by mail. You'll receive full details on Model 3's at 50% of a Model 2's low cost. Pick up your phone and call now for our free catalog. There's absolutely no obligation.
Call toll-free 1-800-419-5252. That's 1-800-419-5252. That number again, 1-800-419-5252.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, whether it be political, personal, whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the show. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Did you do the Free State Project thing?
No, I thought it was you were doing it.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Now, our website is freetalklive.com. And we're very proud of it. We give you a lot of stuff on there. All of it is on the house. We've got the archives. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got the update section, the bulletin board system with over 20,000 posts, actually over 23,000 posts now, and hundreds of people using it. It's all of it on the house, all free. There's no membership section. There's no credit card charges necessarily. Although what we've done is we've created a new program called AMP, which we're pretty excited about. We'll tell you about that a little bit later on down the line. But tonight, we're promoting voting for Free Talk Live. It's the Free Talk Live monthly vote-a-thon. We do it every month at the very beginning of the month because over at PodcastAlley.com, there's a voting process, and it resets on the first of the month, every month. So just yesterday, it reset. We shot out a couple emails to all of our listeners and just reminded them to go vote. We were reminding you on the air as well to go to vote.freetalklive.com. Many of you have already done so. If you haven't yet had a chance, please go and do it. We're number one right now, thanks to you. The number one podcast in the world. And we still need your help, though, because we need to solidify that lead as much as possible. So if you've already gone to vote.freetalklive.com, send some friends there. You know, you've got your instant message programs, your Yahoos, your AOLs.
Podcast Alley is currently down for maintenance.
Oh, man. We crashed them again.
I think that's what happened.
So many Free Talk Live listeners. Well, we might as well stop plugging it at this point. But if it's down for maintenance, make a point and go later on tonight and see if they're.
But, well, they often come right back up.
Yeah, vote.freetalklive.com. Actually, they've been getting slammed recently because of the new Apple iTunes thing, I think, is what it is. Apple's come out with this program called iTunes, which is something they've had for a while for their MP3 usage. You can mm-hmm. download people's MP3s, music groups, and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Now they've integrated podcasting within the program, and it's just created a huge new amount of attention to podcasting.
How about us? I mean, we're, list.
We're
on that list.
We're on the list. The iTunes is having some trouble, though, so we're not where we should be. They've got some bugs they're working out. Mm-hmm. But just being on the list has brought our web statistics up over the past
years. Yeah, somebody
days.
At work showed me my show on iTunes. It was
amazing. There you go. It's great. All right, so there you go. Freetalklive.com. Dig it. We've got the Independence Day discussion going on right now. If you want to chime in, 1-800.
What are my hate mail? I want to hear my hate
we'll
mail.
We'll get to it. 1-800-259-9231. It's important to cover the Independence Day topic,
it
I
is.
Think, because people have forgotten. And as you pointed out, it's almost seems conspiratorial.
Just about. I mean, I don't know. I'm not one to just go imagining that politicians have the sense to be able to put together a conspiracy, and certainly not one as insidious as changing the 4th of or changing Independence Day to the 4th of July.
Maybe it was just a few politicians that were insidious and changed it, and then since they were in the public spotlight enough, other people just kind of picked up on it without thinking
maybe
about
they just
it.
Hate independence so much
right.
they just naturally remove it from their lexicon.
Right, because what we're pointing out is if you go and you listen to any politician who's in Washington, D.C. speak, or probably around your state, I mean, I've never heard a single one of them in recent times label this coming Monday as Independence Day. Everybody mislabels it as the 4th of July.
And this year on the 4th of July, you'll be cooking out with your families and blah, 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 blah.
That's what it's become. It's become a holiday where people get drunk, which seems to be the American thing to do on holidays, get wasted, go out to barbecues, and shoot off fireworks. That's it. Nobody talks about the reason behind the holiday
you
anymore.
Think that the that Independence Day in America was about politicians, firecrackers, mm-hmm. flags, and wars.
Yeah.
You would think it was about these things. It's not, really. I mean, war's nothing new. Lots of countries have wars. Firecrackers, we didn't make them, mm-hmm. you know? Politicians, please. They've had them around as long as they've... I mean, they've always been the same bloodthirsty people willing to do and say whatever it took. It used to be they'd slit each other's throats for their positions, but now they just have to sling mud.
Mm-hmm.
Flags, all nations have flags, you know? And that's not it either. What is interesting about this country is its sovereignty. You know, the way that the sovereignty that it gives each one, or gave at one point,
yeah.
each one of its citizens.
It's long gone now.
The freedoms that are promised here. You can reference this the blonde girl case, Natalie Hartman or whatever, down in
the girl missing.
The
yeah.
girl missing down in Uruguay.
Aruba. Whatever.
Wherever she is. You know, they had those guys were put in jail for murder without any evidence
mm-hmm.
because they don't have the rights that we have. Thank God. Well, they don't. They have a different system. They have that Dutch system.
They're human beings, or they're men, and they should have
those
rights.
But, okay.
The government should be protecting those rights, but our government doesn't protect our rights anymore either.
It doesn't, but it protects it better than they do in Aruba.
That's true.
And those are the things that we should be talking about on Independence Day.
I think it's a sign of the times, Manwich, that nobody calls Independence Day anymore. Everybody's calling it the 4th of July, July 4th. Fireworks Day. I don't know what the other names for it are, but they're certainly not Independence Day, and it's definitely a sign of the times in that we don't have it anymore. Maybe it's appropriate that we call it 4th of July because we're not independent anymore. Okay, we might be independent from Great Britain, but now we're dependent on the federal United States government. King George has been replaced by President George at this point.
And he might just be King George again if that...
Well, yeah, we got people, right, they want to repeal the 22nd Amendment, which is the term limits amendment. There's actually a proposed amendment change to the Constitution to repeal the 22nd Amendment, which would mean that he could run again in 2008.
But then theoretically, guess who he'd be running against?
I don't know.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah, that's true. He could come back. Yeah, that'd be pretty wild, huh? Actually, there was pictures last week of old Bill Clinton palling around with George H.W. Bush. Did you see those?
I didn't see them last week. I know he was doing the tsunami.
Now they're just palling around.
Doing the tsunami hoedown.
They're going boating together. They're going playing golf together.
Well, there you go.
I mean, it certainly backs up the paranoid people. The paranoid people that are claiming that they're all in the, you know, they're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're all skull and bones or whatever.
Well,
it's a little weird that they, you know, they were against one another back in the early 90s, right? They were fighting, duking it out in 1992, and now they're playing golf.
I, for one, salute our former presidents for trying to cut down on my tax dollar usage with all these extra Secret Service members. The more they're together, the more they
less
can...
Less Secret Service.
Right, the less Secret Service you need. You can just have almost half as many guys watching them.
So, I think it's just sad. The Declaration of Independence, let's just throw that to the wayside. I mean, that's kind of what the Independence Day is about. It was us declaring our independence from the tyranny of King George. Over in Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
And we declared our independence, and then we parlayed that into the Constitution. We founded
amazing document it is.
Yeah. And then 200 years later, everybody's forgotten about it. Mm-hmm. And now it's all about shooting off fireworks. Woo!
And whittled down those little rights that the Constitution guaranteed us.
So, do your best, people. When you hear your friends and your family members over the weekend talking about the 4th of July, make a point. Make a point to say, hey, I thought it was called Independence Day. Why don't you call it Independence Day anymore? It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, the Saturday night edition. We're inside hour number one here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time for you to take control of the airwaves. And still looking for opinions on the whole Independence Day issue. I think we're done with the discussion portion.
Yeah.
But if you want to chime in, 1-800-259-9231, and, I don't know, tell me what Independence Day means to you. Tell us why you think that people have forgotten. Have you seen it? Because it happens. I mean, it happens in conversation. Your friends, your family members will refer to it as the 4th of July.
Myself.
Call them on it. Call them on it and see what happens. And ask them why they're calling it. I mean, if they... Maybe when you call them on it, they'll say, gosh, I don't know why I call it the 4th of July. Everybody else does.
Mm-hmm.
Because that seems to be what it is. Since everybody else calls it the 4th of July, it catches. You know, it like a disease. Unfortunately, it's our we do have a bit of a disease in this nation, and the disease is socialism.
Hmm. Lethargy.
Yeah, it needs to be excised. 1-800-259-9231. We are doing our monthly vote-a-thon, of course, freetalklive.com, the site to go to. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you. All of it is on the house. All we do is ask you to vote for us once a month. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. And it's a big help to Free Talk Live. Big help getting us press coverage. Big help getting us new listeners coming across the message of freedom and liberty. So if you have not yet voted in the month of July, go to vote.freetalklive.com and tell some friends. Shoot some emails out. Shoot some instant messages out.
Please do. You know, it really doesn't take longer than a minute.
Mm-mm.
All you got to do is you enter your email address.
Click vote now.
And click vote now.
That's it.
That's it.
If you want to.
At some point later, it will then, immediately actually, but at some point later you can go to your email and, you know, click through and then the vote will be cast. But it seconds. It just takes seconds.
And if you have more than a couple seconds, you can just write a comment too. While you vote. But you don't have to. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. All right. So, Manwich, you've been begging me for the hate mail.
I really want to know what it says.
Well, here you go. It is from Keith. And he says, I wish I could have called into your show tonight, because I would have ripped your co-host Manwich a new one on the air for his blatant ignorance and stupidity. I'm not kidding when I say get rid of him. Seriously. Where did you get this guy? He's nothing but a whiny, overly excitable male version of Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter?
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
A pretty brutal comment right there.
Oh, yeah.
What do you have to say to that, man?
I don't think I toe the Republican Party line quite that hard.
You're certainly not as good-looking as Ann Coulter. Not to suggest she's very good-looking, but she's got one over on you.
You'll take a look at me through a fisheye lens, and maybe you'll have a different story.
Anyway, he says, in that he can't get his facts straight to save his life. Today, he said Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor was an evil woman, and that he believed she was one of the five that voted for the public land grab, when
I thought I was one of the ones, I thought I made a mistake.
You were wrong on that. When in fact, she has been the voice of reason in many of the cases that have come before the court, and she cast a dissenting vote against the public land grab.
It was the Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You know, that whole woman with a three name thing is what threw me off. And, you know, my deepest apologies. Sorry for disparaging the name of such a great justice.
She argued that cities should not have unlimited authority to uproot families, even if they're provided compensation simply to accommodate wealthy developers. She went on to say, quote, any property may not be taken for the benefit of another private party, but the fallout from this decision will not be random. The beneficiaries are likely to be those citizens who, with disproportionate influence and power in the political process, including large corporations and development firms. So he's corrected you on that. And that's fair enough. We've got
he's gotten more airtime than my statement did at this point.
Yeah, and we got another email that made the same, you know, the same point, Manwich was wrong.
I made a mistake.
And you know what? It happens. And that's what I pointed out. Manwich has made mistakes before. I've made mistakes before. And he harps on this facts thing later on in this email. And I'd like to point out that Free Talk Live is not a show about facts.
It sure isn't.
It's not a show about... This is not a show about research. It's not a show about data. It's a show about ideas. It's a show about allowing you to call in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231 and share your ideas with us. Maybe they're socialist ideas. Maybe they're crazy ideas. Maybe they're libertarian ideas. That's all it is. We don't ask you to have reams of evidence and documentation when you get on the air. Go ahead and make some wild claims. We don't care. This is entertainment. It is not an encyclopedia on the air. Okay?
There are plenty of shows out there where the hosts spend all day just poring over these things, you know, and I'm just not that interested in all that political process crap.
And as I pointed out last night...
I'm interested in freedom.
As I pointed out last night, actually, when you mentioned that you thought it was Sandra Day O'Connor, I said, well, it doesn't even matter. Because it doesn't. Because they've all made bad decisions on that Supreme Court. I'm sure she's got under her belt a few good decisions and a few good pieces of work where she's actually written dissenting opinions and that sort of thing. But she's made plenty of the bad decisions, I'm sure.
I didn't notice any bad decisions that she made when I researched afterwards, because I really questioned what I was saying at the time. I was like, I stumbled over it. I knew that I had made an error. It was the Ruth Bader Ginsburg versus, that's the reason that it got mixed up in my
brain. Well, in my book, doesn't matter, because they're all thugs to me. Thugs in robes. There have been quite...
I think the Supreme Court's an important part of, the American judicial system. It's important. It's just that I think that they've made a lot of far-reaching decisions. And I think that this most recent decision is a terrible one.
He goes on to say, there have been quite a few other things that have come out of this guy's mouth that were totally inaccurate. And I have only been listening to you for a few weeks via archives. I was listening to one of your archive shows where you were discussing the validity and influence of secret societies, and Manwich said that Skull and Bones was at Harvard. It's not.
It's at Yale.
If it were only his opinions that were confused, which oftentimes they are, I wouldn't be writing you at all. But the future of not only this country, but the world is dependent on waking people up and presenting the facts, the real facts, to your audience. Why? What? Who cares? Harvard, Yale, Dartmouth, they're all Ivy League schools. They're all virtually the same, right?
Yeah, sometimes I get
facts,
rattling along and...
Facts, smacks. Look, if you want facts, go find another show. And that's what I told him. I said to him in an email, in a response. I came to your defense. I said, look, we all make mistakes. This isn't a show about facts. And if that's what you're looking for, this isn't a show for everybody. I'm sorry. I refuse to try to bend this show to every possible listener out there.
You know, I'd like to have my facts right every single time, though. The fact is, I don't know what I'm going to say in a given evening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't like the Rush Limbaugh show where Rush has his, he has his itinerary set out ahead of time, probably put together by somebody besides himself. Mm-hmm. He has a team of people to do these things.
Probably.
We don't. You know, we have a stack of stories that may or may not get read.
Right.
And this show's about callers.
Yeah, we'll take calls about anything. So anyone can try and throw us curveballs anytime, and we'll give you our opinions.
And every once in a while, we're going to swing and miss.
Right. And it is a show about opinions. So if what you're looking for is an online, a on-air encyclopedia of information, go somewhere else.
There are people that are very good at that.
Because...
Listen
how
to Michael
boring Medved. Would it be?
Listen to Michael Medved, because you can have his little Christian fundamentalist right-wing crappy show, even though he's a Jew, but, he seems to support heavily.
Seriously, how boring would we be if all we did was 50% of blah, 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 and blah, 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 facts all throughout the show?
Well, we wouldn't have the listeners.
Yeah, that's not entertaining radio. Look, we're all about bringing people to the freedom message, the pro-freedom, the pro-liberty message. But if you want the facts, it's up to you to do the research, bud. You go find out.
So what he says is fire manwich?
There's no, actually, he doesn't say that. He's not one of the fun listeners. So he's angry. He's got more to say, though. We'll come back with it. 800-259-9231.
I thought you were done with him.
1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, you take control of the show. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Grab up the archives. Last 6 days of the show, free for you. Actually, we go back even farther than that, thanks to our friends at downloadradio.org. You'll find a link to them, and they'll take you back for months. You get to listen to months worth of the show on the house. freetalklive.com. We do it all for free. We always have. We always will. What we ask you for is very, very, very minimal. We ask you for a vote once a month. You go to vote.freetalklive.com. We always push it really hard at the beginning of the month because that's when the votes reset over at podcastalley.com. Thanks to those of you who have already voted this month, we are number one. We're the number one podcast in the world. We've got a good lead at the moment, but that can close within hours. So we need as many people as possible to go to vote.freetalklive.com. You tell me not to talk about this, man?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Podcast Alley's dead.
Oh, it's still down.
Yeah.
Never mind. Go some other time. We'll tell you about it Tuesday night then. All right. So our website, freetalklive.com. Check it out. All right. We're talking about email. Hate email against you, Manwich. From Keith. He's angry. He's angry that you get the facts wrong from time to time.
Well, yeah, he's right. I got them wrong. He named two times that I got them wrong.
And
I would say that in my own defense that the Harvard versus Yale thing, minor point.
That's a nitpick.
Yeah, it's a minor point, right. And it's correct. I don't know if I'd call it nitpicky, but it's the kind of thing that certainly some people that know the answer would get really irate about. People that don't know the answer would probably not remember and certainly wouldn't fixate on it.
Certainly not.
You know?
And it should be noted.
The other one, the Sandra Day O'Connor versus Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Man, that was a big one.
Yeah, it was. And to be fair, here we are. We're pointing it out. I could have flushed the email. You know, I could have just said, "Oh, whatever." And
oh,
let
yeah,
it go
we're,
by the way.
We're giving him plenty of retraction time.
We
here.
Don't mind being criticized. In fact, we've had plenty of people over the years on Free Talk Live. We've been doing this for over 2 years. We've been wrong countless times. And we've had plenty of people call in and correct us. We've had plenty of people email and correct us. And we appreciate the corrections. That's fine. But the point that Keith is making in his email is that he thinks that, as he puts it here, the future of this country and the world is dependent on waking people up by presenting the facts, the real facts to your audience. I'm sorry, but I disagree. While I think that facts are important, and hence we have corrected our mistakes,
mm-hmm.
I think that facts are important. It's not that important to the general message. The general message of freedom and liberty work.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need facts to back that up. All you have to do is point out how incompetent the government is. You don't need facts for that. You can give just examples of it that don't necessarily have to be, detail, percentages, information, citations. That's boring stuff. Nobody wants to listen to that. But, well, there are obviously some people who want to listen to it, but you're not going to get much of it here. I mean, when we're reading an article and they cite facts, we'll cite them. But we're not human encyclopedias. What do you expect? He goes on to say, I'm an artist and a writer, and I have my own website where I've invested massive amounts...
Get a job.
massive amounts of time trying to wake people up in a similar demographic that you are after. I had a link posted to your site, but I have removed it because I don't want some dork like Manwich to undermine all the work that I and others have done exposing the fascist takeover of this nation and the world. Apparently, by you mistaking Yale for Harvard and one Supreme Court thug for another, you've undermined all of the work that he's been doing his entire life, Manwich.
Well, I'm sorry to hear it.
He says, if you want to have an immature whiner who can't get his facts straight about many of the very important issues, good luck to you. You're treading on dangerous ground because your audience needs real facts in today's spin and blatant lie-happy media environment. Respectfully disagree, Keith. Back to the issue of secret societies. You guys poo-pooed the influence that these secret societies have.
That's the problem. You understand that, right? Like, it has nothing, like, the whole fact thing
about Yale versus
Harvard that he's chastening me on,
right.
That's not the
issue. This is the real issue. This is the crux of the issue.
And I would like to say that from a human observation standpoint, mm-hmm. I believe that people get around to the real reason last. Mm-hmm. Every time. When you hear a list of reasons, the last one is the one that counts.
Good point. He says, negating the massive amounts of research that's been done about these groups by many different sources... not just Alex Jones, who's actually a latecomer to the Bohemian Grove story. Whether or not you think secret societies have any influence or not, does not dismiss the fact that people who are members of such cults as Skull and Bones or Bohemian Grove worship evil and thrive on pain and suffering. They discuss this in their own materials. It doesn't matter if you believe in the devil or the devil they worship or not. The fact is that they do. And people who worship evil or the negative side of life are dangerous, especially when they have been elected to high office. They're dangerous because they're in high office. It doesn't matter if they believe in evil. What they're doing is wrong. See, this is where these conspiracy theorists keep messing up. They keep focusing on, boy, let's look and see what groups these people are members of, and let's go and research the history and talk about what they've done for the past 100 years. What matters is what they're doing now. What they're doing now is passing laws that affect freedom and liberty in this country. It doesn't matter if they believe in Jesus Christ, Satan, Molech, or whoever it is that they believe in. What matters are the results of the terrible things they're doing to this country. It doesn't matter what their motivations are.
And it's pointless to point it out. Let me, I mean, pointless. Look, I mean,
especially to a newbie.
I haven't read the, I didn't see the whole Alex Jones video thing, but it's my understanding that he's basically got, you know, video footage of, I don't know, politicians dancing around in grass skirts around a fire in some place called Bohemian Grove, you know,
something like
tossing dead babies onto a bonfire.
Well,
I'm not exactly sure what it is, but he's got video footage. Footage! And you can't get anybody to watch it on, I mean, where's the national coverage? Why aren't people up in arms over this stuff? Because nobody wants to hear it.
Exactly, and you're not going to bring anybody over to the pro-freedom movement by talking about this stuff. What you need to talk about is concrete stuff. Government doesn't work. That's the facts. We're coming back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free. Take control of the show. Bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for you to make your calls. You can talk about anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We have got live streaming there. We've got the broadband feed. We've got the not-so-broadband feed as well. And you can go get it for free at freetalklive.com. Everything at freetalklive.com is free. And we've created a little bit of a new idea. We're asking you, just asking, for a little bit of help. We've created a program called AMP. Advertise, Market, and Promote. That's what it stands for. And the idea here is we want to give you less commercial time and more show time. But it takes money. It really does. because there's costs that have to be covered. It's a business just like anything else. People got to get paid.
I think people understand that, and I think that they know that the sponsors pay for commercial time on the air. And what we want to do is, well, the biggest complaint about talk radio is there's too many commercials.
Right.
We want to have the best talk radio show ever. So one of the ways that we aim to do that is by cutting down on commercial time.
Which means more show time. And you can help us out for $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We have nothing. We really can't control the amount of commercial time in there except that somebody pays for it. So
exactly.
This is the opportunity for the listeners to pay for the commercial time.
Plus, the money that's coming in is not going to go to Manwich's paycheck. We don't make money on this show, at this point at least.
Currently.
The money coming in from the AMP program is going to go to help promote the show. So we can get the show, going to help, you know, advertise it to radio stations.
But the money from the AMP program will never go to the hosts.
That is correct.
It goes to, the buying commercial time, right?
I mean, that's one of the things, but there's multiple things that it's going towards. It's going towards buying the commercial
ads.
Time. It's going towards buying Free Talk Live advertising on the internet, in radio publications, so we can get to more people, more listeners, more radio stations, more people's MP3 players. So you can actually see the results of where some of the money is going already at amp.freetalklive.com. So we're serious about this. We're serious about being the number one show. Mm-hmm. And with your help, it'll happen in no time flat. We're already at 3% of our goal, and it's only been 2 weeks. So that means if we keep up this rate of growth, I mean, assuming the growth rate doesn't increase, which I'm thinking it will, because as we do have more advertising, we get more listeners, we get more amplifiers, assuming it keeps this up, we'll be where we need to be in less than a year.
Dreadful spiraling circle. We're going to have to advertise pretty heavily. We have to replace Keith, who has claimed not going to listen to us anymore.
Yeah, well, Keith wasn't an amplifier. So amp.freetalklive.com. Let's see. Just look at the. Let's go back to Keith's email here.
I feel like he's using the facts thing as a lever. I think he's using it as, let's call it a hammer to go after this point of this conspiracy theory point.
Right.
This old Bohemian Grove. Our elected officials.
He's got
members
the facts, and he can't stand the idea that we don't talk about them. He thinks he's got all this information and all these damning evidence.
He's an author, and what else did he say?
He does comic books or something like that.
Well, he gets his message out there.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. So he goes on to say, when I first heard of Free Talk Live, I was happy to hear that somebody was trying to get the message of freedom and trying to get out the message of freedom and what this nation was founded to be to a younger audience. But
and
I'm disappointed.
That's true.
Yes, absolutely. But I'm disappointed by the lack of accurate facts or a full understanding of the issues that I've heard in a relatively short time on your show. I think we understand the issues just fine. The issue is big government doesn't work. Smaller government, a little bit more understandable, a little bit more manageable. We need to try and get back to that. That's the point we're pushing here 6 nights a week on Free Talk Live, because we want to be free. That's the fact. And all of the details and the numbers and the information don't matter that much to me. It's all about entertainment. More coming up.